It's okay.
Okay, so guys, what did you think about the paper on environment and crime in the inner city?
Okay, so I found that very interesting because it showed like two different aspects of it. So not just a generic thought of like vegetation leading to crime, there's also other things to consider.
So does vegetation cause crime?
I quite like that, like the paper did like
both sides of the argument.
Yeah, exactly, both sides of the argument. Like, yeah. It did say that, well, on this hand, they get that, you know, having a big old bush in front of your house, like, it does have, it's a hiding place for criminals.
Yeah.
And, like, quick getaway type thing. But I also like that it did actually, like, explore that actually vegetation is just plants, which could, like, include just grass. And having a house in the middle of, like, a field, and then it's just grass, does not increase criminality, like crime.
Yeah, because there is a visibility preserving vegetation, so just like grassy fields and like well-kept vegetation actually was said to do the opposite rather than promote crime.
Why is that?
There's like two main ways. So the first one was like increasing surveillance. So in areas such as parks and other public places, it's said to increase, like there's more eyes on the streets. That's what Jane Jacobs quoted. So perpetrators actually avoid these areas because of that, as there's like more witnesses.
Well, I disagree with that because as early as the 11th century, 13th century, King Edward I sought to remove highway robbery by removing trees and shrubs from highways. So even today, that is continued because in places like universities, they remove the trees and the vegetation to, because it conceals crime.
Yeah.
So like if someone was walking home, it'd be easier to attack them if there was, like, vegetation to conceal the criminal.
Yeah. I also, like, jumping on that, jumping on that as well, you said about, jumping on that, you said about, with like in increase in witnesses, but doesn't that like also increase the probability and the chance of crime happening there though? Because if, for instance, so in the paper it did say that like high trees like did like so adolescents and youth like basically chilled there a lot more. Wouldn't that give rise to more crimes but targeted at those types of people, like more like robberies of them or drug dealings, because that is a crime in itself.
Yeah, that is very true. Honestly, that's why there's two main sides of the argument. So we won't actually know the answer to that. I think that's everything.
All right.